No, I don't think I do. No.
You remember anything about our first communion day?
Oh my, yes. Her grandmother bought her the dress that she thought was as near to what I had had for first communion, and had her sister make it for her. And it was white satin with white crepe de chine over, white dotted net over it, and all ribbon and lace, and the most, as elaborate as she could have it. And of course, on First Communion days, we made big time of it. They all had their own breakfast after the First Communion, and Mother Alphonsus had given Frank a gold candlestick with a fancy candle in it when he made his First Communion. And we had a new candle each time, but we had that candlestick on the table, and we always made a big day of it for them for their First Communion. We had Grandfather McSorley and, if possible, their godparents, and anybody who was particularly interested in us or in the child for breakfast after the Mass. And it was a big day in the house, and it was made a big day for them to remember.
Winifred got some music lessons too, didn't she?
Everybody in the house got music lessons except Patrick. And he took one quarter and refused to continue. Everybody else in the house had music lessons for at least a year or 2 years.
Why didn't you make them continue?
Couldn't make them continue when they wouldn't practice. It wasn't worthwhile. Of course, Winifred continued and practiced, and she took music lessons for a long time. But the boys were too erratic, and they didn't want it. It was some sort of sissy stuff or something like that.
Didn't Winifred ever think of being a nun?
I think the nuns thought she did, and I think Winifred did. Winifred, when she was in high school, I think thought she would be a nun. Then she won a scholarship to college. And even in her second year of college, I thought she would be a nun, that she would go away.
You think?
But she didn't, so she stayed and married.
Think Winifred might have been spoiled if there weren't any other children?
Oh, absolutely. Might have been spoiled like I was spoiled. I was spoiled enough until I was married. I soon lost it. But
How would you define being spoiled? How would you tell if a child's spoiled or not?
Well, that's a nice little division, because you can be spoiled by being given your own way and let do as you please and rule the house. Of course, that would never have happened in our house, no matter if there were one or there were 14. But to lavish things on a child, or to make a child feel that they were too far above other children, or make them think of they were too important, that would spoil them. And that would never have happened in our house, because their father would never have allowed it. So that I don't think they could have been spoiled, even if you had wanted them to. Of course, in our house, it was a different matter, because they had so many others to think of, and so many others to consider, that they couldn't think of themselves all the time.
In your own life, did you think that you were spoiled that way, by getting too much lavished on you?
I might have been, because I had all sorts of music lessons and embroidery lessons and painting lessons and all that, but I always had a goal in mind, and that was to teach school. And I think maybe that saved me.